朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
今天要和大家一同来思想的题目叫做力量何处使。
Today we're going to think about the question, where does strength come from?
最近我们有一个系列就叫何处使系列。
Lately we have a series, it's about where does it come from?
我们有看了喜乐何处使，喜从何来。
We look at where did joy come from?
平安从何而来。
Where did the peace come from?
今天我们要看力量是从何而来。
Today we're going to look at where does the strength come from?
那这篇信息是接续前一段我们曾经有讲过的另外一个信息，叫做人的力量与神的大能。
Today's message is continued from previous message is about God's power and human strength.
因为我们英文堂的弟兄姊妹那一次不在，所以在这里做一个简单的复习。
Because the English congregation was not here, so I'm going to give a brief review.
在那篇信息当中呢，我们曾经有给大家介绍有一个叫做世界大力士比赛。
In that message, I told you about the World Strongest Man competition.
那这个大力士比赛呢，是起源于美国。
The competition started in America.
那它这个比赛的项目还挺多的。
There are many different items in this competition.
有这个搬运拖动这个铁钻。
There's a competition to move a heavy metal.
然后呢，力举圆木。
Lift up a very big heavy log.
然后用强力来拉动大的货车。
And use strength to pull a very big up pickup.
举起大桶，还有一个特别的，就是有一种叫做 Atlas Stone， 圆圆的大的巨石，把它给抱起来。
Also lifting the Atlas Stone is a very round and heavy stone.
那有一年最夸张，这个比赛项目是来拖动波音飞机。
One year is very strange. They want a competitor to haul the Boeing airplane.
那当然，每一项的比赛呢都有冠军。
Every competition has a champion.
那其中这一项呢，人家认为是最挑战你的这个力量到底真实性有多大的。
The most challenged one is this one.
这个叫做 deadlift， 就是一个杠铃摆在那里，你就直接把它就这样提起来。
It's a deadlift to lift a barbell.
对，力量够大你就拉得起来，力量不够大就拉不动。
If you are strong enough, you can lift it. If not, you cannot.
那在2020年的这个冠军创下纪录的是一个冰岛人。
In 2020, the champion is a person from Iceland.
那么呢，他这个举起来的这个重量是501公斤半吨。
He can lift 501 kilogram, which is half a ton.
1104磅的重量。
Is1,004 pounds.
Yeah. 那么有人说这个比赛显明人的能力有多么大。
Some people say this competition shows how strong people are.
但是我跟你从另外一个角度来看，实际上这个比赛是显明人的软弱。
But on the other aspect, I want to say it shows how weak people are.
怎么讲呢？
How does it come?
首先一个。
The first one.
对我而言啊，这么一个瘦瘦矮矮的人。
For me as a thin person.
你知道这个1100磅重的这个杠铃呢，跟一座山没有什么区别。
1100 pound barbell is the same as a mountain.
因为山我动不了它。
I cannot move a mountain.
这个1100磅杠铃呢，纹丝不动。
1100 pound barbell, I cannot move it a bit either.
那么这个冠军赛就表明啊，对全世界所有的人而言，无一例外的。
So this competition shows that for everyone in this world, no one is exception.
你只要有一个1200磅重的杠铃，与一座山都没有区别。
A barbell that's 1200 pound is the same as a mountain.
这世界上没有任何一个人能够动得了它。
No one in this world can move it.
我们的人就是这么有限。
We humans are so limited.
那今天呢，我们一同要来思想诗篇118篇。
So today we're going to think about Psalm 118.
啊，那诗篇118篇里面就讲到我们人的力量是从何而来。
In Psalm 118, it talks about where our human strength come from.
那首先呢，先跟大家分享一点，英文叫做 fun fact, 就是比较有意思的一些事实。
I'm going to share with you some fun facts.
这个呢也是跟今天我们的这个主题是相关的。
It's related to the topic we're talking about.
那这个投影呢是英文啊，我们就用中文来解释啊。这是20多年以前我还在神学院读书的时候。
This is about 20 years ago. I was in a seminary.
那时候还没有社交媒体啊，就是这个电邮，我的同学他们有在这传的一个有意思的事情。
This at that time there's no social media, so my friends passed to me by email.
首先有一些的事实这个都是真的啊。我想弟兄姊妹也知道，圣经里面最长的一章是哪一章？
Do you know what's the longest chapter in the Bible?
有人知道吗？
Anybody know?
Psalm 119, 诗篇119。
Psalm 119。
那么圣经里面最短的一章是哪一章？
What's the shortest chapter in the Bible?
Psalm 117。
诗篇117。
只有两节。
Only two verses.
那好，那圣经里面一共有多少章？有人知道吗？
How many chapters in the Bible?
1189章。
1189 chapters.
所以在圣经里面呢，就有一章一定是这个 middle chapter, 正中间的那一章。
So there's one middle chapter in the Bible.
好，那么以前20多年以前就有人这样说，说圣经里面最中间的那一章是哪一章呢？
So 20 years ago, there's a person talk about the middle chapter of the Bible.
就在最短的和最长的那两章中间。
It's between the longest chapter and the shortest chapter.
就是诗篇118篇。
And it is chapter 118 of Psalm.
那么说诗篇118篇前面有594章，诗篇118篇后面有594章。
So there's 594 chapters before Psalm 118 and there's the same number of chapters after Psalm 118.
那好，那么圣经中间的那一节是哪一节呢？
So what's the middle verse of the Bible?
他们说那么就在诗篇118篇里面。
So it's in Psalm 118.
整本圣经不是1189章吗？
The whole Bible has 1189 chapters.
所以呢它就是 Psalm 118, 然后一个冒号是 9.
So, it's Psalm 118 and dash verse 9.
那么这一节讲的是什么呢？
What does this talk about?
等一下我们还会再看。
We'll look at it.
它是投靠耶和华，强似倚赖王子。
It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in the princes.
就是诗篇118篇第九节。
And Psalm 118 verse 9.
那个读起来觉得很奇妙。
It's so wonderful to read it.
原来还有这样的巧合。
And so such a coincidence.
不过有一点啊。
But there's one point.
我们知道在网络上面流传的呢半真半假。
So we know that news pass on the internet may be true, may not be true.
就像今天今天我们都不是电邮了，我们今天有什么？有微信。
So we have WeChat today.
在微信上，我们也同样今天传了很多很多的不同的消息。
We also pass so many information on WeChat.
那就像有的人讲我记得以前我妈妈过来探亲的时候，她就讲一句话，我觉得也很有意思啊。她说
I remember when my mom came to visit me, and she said something very interesting.
啊，她说这个微信呢，你就微微的信。
She said that WeChat, you just trust a little bit. WeChat, wee bit.
那当时我收到这个电邮二十多年以前呢，我这个人比较死脑筋呢。
When I received this email 20 years ago, I'm a very serious person.
我就真的去数去了。
I went and checked the numbers.
一卷一卷书，把它每一卷书有多少章，我都加起来。
I took every chapter in each book. I added up.
数完以后呢，我发现虽然讲的这个事情好像是很amazing 啊，但是算错了。
After I checked it, I found out they did it wrong.
其实圣经中间的一章不是诗篇118篇。
So、the middle chapter of the Bible is not Psalm 118.
是哪个呢？是最短的那一章，就是诗篇117篇。
It is the shortest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 117.
那诗篇117篇只有两节。
Psalm 117 only have two verses.
也不要说哪个是 middle verse 了，一起来读诗篇117篇。万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华；万民啊，你们都当颂赞他，因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远。你们要赞美耶和华。那 Psalm 117 praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, love him, all you peoples.For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. 那么当然我们知道圣经这些章节都是后来的人所画出来的。
We know that all the separation of chapters and books is by later people, not at when they write the Bible.
这个本身并不是圣灵所默示所感动的。
It's not breathed by the Spirit.
但是这些的内容还是挺有趣的。
But it's very, the content is very interesting.
那今天呢，我们就要一起来看一看所谓的这个圣经的中间一章，就是118篇。
So we are going to look at the so-called the middle chapter of the Bible, Psalm 118.
首先，我们从人的力量和神的大能的对比，我们能够知道什么
？So from the contrast of human strength and God's power, what can we learn?
第一点，我们知道人的力量是很有限度的。
First, we learn that human strength is limited.
第二点，我们也知道世界的力量是非常的强大。
The second point is worldly power is very strong.
这里我们指的力量还不单单只是说我能够提起来多重的杠铃。
The power we're talking about is not only lifting a barbell.
这里面是我们人心中的这个力量。
It's talking about the strength inside of heart.
我们在面对艰难困苦的时候
，When we face hardship.
在面对来自世界的打击挑战的时候
，When we facing attacks from the world.
还有我们在和罪恶争斗的时候
，We're fighting with evil things.
我们的力量到底有多大
？How strong is our power?
我们人是很有限度
，We are very human, are very limited.
而同时，我们面对那强敌世界的力量似乎是那么的强大。
But the strength of the world seems to be very strong.
那第三点，我想可能是很重要的，就是人的软弱当中才能显出神的大能来。
The third point is very important: is that God's power is shown through human weakness.
Really wide. 每次当我们人自己在那里炫耀说我能够做，我能够做的时候。
When we boast that we can do this, we can do that.
如果你说你自己有力量。
If you say I am strong,
那么神就说那你就去做吧。
Then God will say you go ahead and do it.
神的大能就不在我们的生命当中去彰显。
And God's power is not shown through our weaknesses.
好，那因着我们所知道的这三点
，Because we know the three points,
我们要有三个结论。
We have three conclusions.
第一个，我们首先要谦卑。
First one is we need to be humble.
第二点，这个世界的力量非常的强大，那我们呢，要去跟这世界去征战。
The world power is really strong, but we need to fight against it.
我们不是就向这个世界去投降。
We are not just surrendering.
第三点，我们也要寻求。
The third one is we are looking and finding.
寻求神的力量，寻求神的大能。
We're seeking God's power and God's strength.
啊，所以这三点帮助大家容易记。我们都是以这个 FI 来开头。
So help us to remember this. We all start with SI.
啊 ，FI.
FI.
第一点，我们要承认 we are finite.
The first is we are finite.
第二，我们 we are fighting.
The second one is 我们征战。
第三，number three, we are finding.
This 我们要寻求。
We are finding God's power.
我们寻求神的力量。
在教会历史上有这么一个故事。
This is a story in church history.
那这个故事呢，跟《使徒行传》第三章、第四章是有关系。
The story is related to Acts 3rd and 4th chapter.
这个故事在上个礼拜我们 Vacation Bible School 也跟小朋友们讲过。
We also told this story to the children in VBS.
我们这一次的暑期圣经营，每个故事都跟彼得有关。
All the story we talk about in VBS are related to Peter.
那我们小朋友们，我们的这个 youth helper 大人啊，老师们都知道。我们有一天就讲到这个彼得在《使徒行传》第三章，他们进入圣殿、进入这个美门之前呢。
So we talk about Peter. One day he is going to the sanctuary, go through the gate of beauty gate.
那么这个美门门口就有一个生来是瘸腿的人。
And there's one person was born lame.
那这个生来瘸腿的人很可怜，他就在那里讨饭要钱。
This person is sitting there and begging.
那彼得就跟他说了一句话。
And Peter told him.
他说金和银我都没有。
He said, silver and gold I have none.
那我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you.Arise and walk.
啊，我们孩子们都记得这个故事。
All the children remember the story.
我们大人弟兄姊妹很多人读过这个故事。
And all the adults read this story.
那这也表明在初代教会的时候，教会确实什么都没有，金也没有，银也没有，而且受尽逼迫。
And it shows that in the early days of the church, there's nothing. They don't have gold, they don't have silver, and they were persecuted.
那头三个世纪都受到逼迫，后来君士坦丁大帝改教，那么教会浮出水面。
So the first 300 years they were persecuted, but then Constantine reformed the church, and then church rise up.
那再后来呢，就天主教就建立了。
And then established the Catholic Church.
啊，那天主教后来他就非常有钱。
And the Catholic Church is very wealthy.
那有一次呢，这个教皇就把当时代的一位非常有名的神学家叫 Thomas Aquinas.
There's one time, the Pope asked a philosopher, theologian Thomas Aquinas to come to him.
那他就跟这个阿奎那斯呢，就看说，你看现在我们教廷，这么有财富。
He's telling Aquinas that, see, our church is so wealthy.
对，现在我不用再说金和银我都没有了。
Now I don't need to say silver and gold I have none.
那阿奎那斯听了以后说，教皇是的。
Aquinas said after heard this, he said,
你不用再说金和银我都没有了。
You don't need to say gold and silver I have none.
但是你现在也没有能力再说我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。叫你起来行走了。
At the same time, you don't have the ability to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth, I command you stand up and walk.
在教会历史中，我们常常看到这样一个教训。
We see many times in the church history this kind of lessons.
当我人去夸耀自己的能力、自己的财富、自己的知识、自己的智慧、聪明的时候
，When a person starts to boast his own talent, his wealth, and ability.
神的大能不能够彰显。
God's power cannot be manifested.
因为我们人里面有很多的骄傲。
Because there's so much pride in human.
我们在靠自己的本事来做事情。
When we depend on our own ability to do things.
在最近这几年，我们教会的福音工作。
In the past few years, our evangelical work.
我们感谢神，神给我们许多的恩典。
We give thanks to God because He blesses us abundantly.
在过去这三年多，都是在疫情的里面。
In the past years, we were passing through the COVID time.
我们知道好多的教会，不管是华人的教会，是西人的教会。
We know many churches, not could be American church or Chinese church.
很多都是在一种英文叫 maintenance mode。
对 ，only 保持现状。
啊，就是这个维持生存，对，保持现状啊。那人数啊，这个奉献啊，这个事工都在紧缩。
So the number of people, the ministry is only dwindling down.
你知道有不少的教会就是因着疫情关了门，到现在都还没有开啊。
So many church,
开不了了。
Many church because of COVID, they closed the church and now they still cannot open.
那也有很多的教会有许多内部的纷争。
And many church have internal struggling.
教会受到很大的亏损。
Church endure a lot of a great loss.
那么在过去这三年当中
In the past 3 years,
神祝福我们 CCMC.
God blessed our CCMC.
我们在2020年感恩节，我们是在疫情当中开始了凯瑞堂的支堂的工作。
In 2020 Thanksgiving, we started CCMC Cary during COVID.
我们支堂一个教会两个堂，大家是一家。
We planted a church, two churches.But we are one family.
一起来同心侍奉。
We work together to serve God.
我们有三福的事工。
We have three E's.
我们带领意义啊。
意义。
意义啊。Yeah. 那我们带领很多人信主。
We led a lot of people to Christ.
我记得那时候开始职堂之前。
I remember before we planned the church.
德恩堂有弟兄姊妹就在那里担心。
Some brothers in Durham Church was worried.
说我们职堂出去，人也拆出去了，钱也拆出去了，到凯威那边。
We planned a church. We send people. We send money.
那么我们这个 Durham 这边就要受亏损。
Then the Durham Church would take loss.
当时我们说凭信心。
But we say we do this based on our faith.
如果我们做在神的心意里面。
If we do this in God's will.
那缺少的人神会再给你补上来。
People move out, but God will bring new people in.
缺少的奉献拆出去的钱神也会帮你补上来。
We'll send money out, but God will send more money in.
那是疫情当中啊。
That's during the COVID.
但是我们的神是很信实的。
Our God is a faithful God.
真的是这样子。
It is true, it happened.
现在我们 CCMC, 如果从聚会人数几个月以前看，好像我们人数也几乎加倍，奉献也不但没有减少，还更多。
So, from the number of people is almost double in the past few months, and the contribution increased a lot.
然后三月，今年三月16-18号，我们开始有教会历史上第一次的福音营。
This year, March 16-18, we have the first evangelical camp in our church history.
专门面向学生的。
Is focus on students.
有从北卡本地各处来，还有远到从纽黑本从耶鲁来的一个同学还信主了。
There are people from local North Carolina. There are also a student from Yale, and he accepted Christ.
当我看到教会这个发展，这些神的祝福的时候。
When I see the development of church and see God's blessing.
有一点要非常非常的小心。
We need to be very, very careful.
我们忽略了。
We neglected.
我自己忽略了。
I neglected.
虽然口上我们说归荣耀给神。
Even though we say give glory to God.
我们心里面沾沾自喜。
But we were very powerful in our hearts.
就自满了。
We're self-satisfied.
看我们做得多好。
See how good we have done.
看我们多有能力。
See how capable we are.
看现在我们的人越来越多。
See how many more people we have now.
信主的人越来越多。
The more people accept Christ.
事工在各处发展。
The ministry is expanding.
我们拆派短宣队到这里，我们拆派短宣队到那里。
We send short-term mission to here and there.
在不知不觉当中，甚至我们在偷窃神的荣耀。
Unknowingly, we are stealing God's glory.
就放松了警惕，忘记了警醒。
We are so relaxed, we forget to be alert, vigilant.
你知道吗？福音营的第二天。
Do you know that the second day of the evangelical camp?
3月19号。
March 19th.
在我们教会德恩堂开会员大会。
We have a congregational meeting in Durham Church.
突然一下，很多的问题都暴露出来。
All of a sudden, all the problems came out.
原来我们说，你看别的教会有这个问题，别的教会有那个问题。
Originally we said, see that church has this problem, that the other church has that problem.
你看我们挺好的，我们没有这样问题。
You see, we are very good. We don't have those problems.
当你这样自满的时候，这个问题就临到你。
When you are so proud, the problem came to you.
让你无所遁形，让你没有办法去骄傲。
Make you no place to hide and make you cannot be proud.
这个功课学到了。
We learned this lesson.
求神怜悯。
We asked mercy from God.
人永远不可以在神的面前去沾沾自喜。
We cannot be proud before God.
去自满，去炫耀。
To feel self-certified, to boast ourselves.
你知道在教会里面我们常常说一句话。
In church, we often say something.
当福音工作兴旺的时候
When the evangelical work is expanding
那撒旦恶者就去攻击你
The Satan, the evil one will attack you、
yeah. 这是好多的教会很多的传道人都经历的一件事情
This is the same experience for many church and many pastors
那你知道为什么福音工作兴旺撒旦就攻击吗
Do you know why when evangelical ministry is expanding thenattack from evil ones.
那一方面当然呢恶者不愿意看到更多人悔改不愿意看到教会兴旺发展。
Of course, in one way, the evil one doesn't want to see the church evangelical meeting, evangelical ministry expanding. They don't want church to expand.
还有一方面有人里面自己的问题。
The other side is the problem in human hearts.
当我福音工作一兴旺的时候我们就骄傲。
When the evangelical ministry is expanding, then we are proudful.
我们就放松。
We are relaxed.
我们就失去了那种警惕性、警觉性。
We lost a vigilant and alert attitude.
当你不在那里守望的时候，恶者偷偷的就来了。
When you are not watching, the evil ones will come.
所以我们要谦卑，我们要征战，我们要寻求神的能力、啊。
So we need to be humble. We need to fight, and we need to seeking God's power.
那我们如何寻求神的能力呢？在这里我们看到至少有四点我们可以学习。
How do we look, see God's power? There are four points we can learn.
第一点我们要一起来赞美我们的主我们的神。
The first one is we need to praise our God.
每一次当人发自真心的去赞美主赞美神的时候神的能力就临到。
We truly came from our heart to praise God, then God's power come down to us.
刚才我们都读过这个经文啊我们在这里就不再去读。
We read this verse before, so we're not going to read it now.
那在顺境当中，我们赞美神，这是比较容易的，对不对？
When everything is smooth, you praise God, it's very easy.
当我们称谢神的时候，就想到神给我们这各种各样的恩典，我们就自然去感谢他。
So when we give thanks to God, we think all the blessings that He gave us, so we naturally we thank Him.
弟兄姊妹，我请问您，在你的逆境、困难、痛苦当中去赞美神，容易不容易？
Let me ask you, brother and sister, it's easy to praise Him when you are facing persecution, hardship.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。